had my book launching Friday. Not Friday, Thursday. Fucking hell, I'd one thing to do. I'd one fucking sentence to say and I fucking fucked it up. Jesus Christ, I'm not starting again. This is what you're fucking getting. I'm in one of those moods today. Just, you know, I've woke up and I'm in a fucking... I'm not in a shit mood. As you can see, I've painted my door pink. I don't know if you can... you won't be able to see it if it's on the audio thing. You just need to imagine what a pink door looks like. I painted all my curtains the other day and I decided... I'm not painting them fucking white. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not having fucking boring white fucking curtains like everybody else on the planet. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know anybody that's got multicoloured curtains. Not that mine are multicoloured. Like, I didn't do that. I didn't have any masking tape, so I used parcel tape, which, when I'm taking it up, might either be the best thing I've ever done in my life or it's going to be a fucking nightmare. But I painted half of my door pink because I couldn't move that. Because everything was wet, so see that big chest of drawers there, so I need to move that chest of drawers and finish off the painting of the pink doors, which, to be fair, I think actually looks okay now that I'm looking at it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like it's a fucking... there was a point where I was painting it pink going, what a wanker. Do you know what I mean? Like, there was a point where I was... I'm not talking about the wanking again. I'm not fucking doing it. Actually, I can talk to you about the wanking. Listen, what had happened? Remember, I had to go do my test. Holy fuck, I totally forgot this happened. See, this is what happens when I've got like a week to digest things. Because every time I sit down, I'm like, oh fuck, there's nothing to fucking talk about. And then I'm like, no, wait. Wait, you had a week of it, right? So I had to go do my test. I had to drop my sample off, right? Fucking hell, man, right? Which was the fucking... Now, I remember when I phoned the person, when I phoned the hotline to book a room, they gave me instructions about how to get... Do you know what I mean? Like, it was... I can't remember what they said to me. They gave me instructions, like, very clear... And I just fucking ignored them. Like, I usually... Not that I ignored them. That's not what I do. It's not as if I look at them and go, I'm not going to fucking listen to you. It just doesn't register. Do you know what I mean? It's like... I don't know if anybody else is like... Let's see. That's why I don't ask for directions. You don't need to ask for directions now because you've got, like, fucking... Like, you've got, like, one of these internet daily phony things that will tell you everywhere. But, like, if someone was to say to me, you go left, right, take another right, I'm away. I'm fucking... I just don't remember them. I really don't. It's like people's names... It's like people's name. I'm the fucking worst at remembering people's names. I'm fucking terrible at it, man. Like, I just don't have it in me to remember. It's not that I remember who you are. I remember where I met you. I remember all that sort of stuff. But I don't remember your name. I don't. And it's not me being a prick. It's because I don't know. Maybe it is me being a prick. I don't know. I've got fucking pink skirting boards. Like, the... What the fuck was I talking about? So the woman on the phone gave me very specific instructions about what to do, and I remember her saying something about an iron brew machine. I remember her saying something about, you see, when you see the iron brew vending machine, that's then something. I don't fucking know what she said. So when I walked in the door, because I was early for the first time, but not for the first time, I'm usually early to be fair, but I was early for this, right? And I turned up because I was like under hundreds of fucking pressure. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was like... You have to get this thing in. My James Bond mission. Sorry, there's a hole in my trousers. These are my good fucking... Aw, I've got a hole in my fucking blue tracky bottoms that I really like. How did that happen? How do I get holes in things? I don't even fucking... It's not a bomber. Do you know what I mean? It's not like something like that. I don't know if you know what a bomber is. Some of you might not know what a bomber is. A bomber is when... I was thinking about bombers the other day. Why the fuck was I thinking about bombers? I was thinking about clothes. I was thinking about how I don't really have... bombers in my t-shirts anymore. A bomber is when you used to smoke soap bar. See, when it was like solid instead of grass and you had to put tobacco in so that you could burn the soap bar, like, and you'd crumple it up and you'd put it in, and then what would happen is every so often a flaming chunk of fucking solid cannabis would fall out and burn through your clothes. So I've got one there, fucking hell. I've got one there. I don't know how I've got that, because it must not be for that, it must be for other things, because we're constantly lighting fucking fires here. Every time, seems to be on a Friday, every Friday when we're doing a wee bit of painting, there's a fucking fire in the go, and I smell all fucking weekend, man. All fucking weekend, I stink of smoke. See, the other day, I left the car open, I left the van open when we were burning all this stuff, and I was taking the youngling swimming the next day, and they got in the car, and they were like, Dad, this place, it really smells of smoke. I don't know why my kids have got the same voices, but I do when my mum's talking to me. Do you know what I mean? I've just spat over that microphone. That's how excited I am. I fucking, do you know what I mean? I don't know why they've got that voice. This is because it's early on a Monday, and they say, I was like, I genuinely didn't need to lie to them. I genuinely didn't need to light them. I was like, oh, it's because there was a fire. Dad's friend started a fire, and I wasn't lying, because I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't touch tobacco. I don't fuck with tobacco. I'm not a big fan of tobacco because, well, it kills you, doesn't it? You know what I mean? Like, it totally fucking murders you. Anyway, I was doing my pot. I had to drop my sample off, right? And what had happened was, when I walked through the door, I was like, I don't fucking know what to do. So I just went to the reception desk that I seen, the only reception desk that I seen. And I went up and there was a woman. It's always fucking women, man. There was a woman behind the desk. I was like, hi there, I'm here to drop off a sample. And I don't know, I've got to go produce a sample and I don't know where I'm going. And she just looks at me, she goes, I don't know either. And I was like, right, so what, will I just take a seat? And she was like, I can't help you. I was like, oh, great, thank you. So, and then I spied Iron Brew Machine, and I thought, I'll just wait near the Iron Brew Machine. So that's what I done. And then a wee older woman came out, right? This wee old woman, she was about half the height of me, fucking comes and gets me, collects me for the Iron Brew Machine. And she's like, and she says my real name. She's like, is that you? And I'm like, yeah, it's me. And she's like, follow me. Now, she knew what I was just about to do. Do you know what I mean? Like, she knew what I was going to need to go do, and then I knew what I was going to go do, and I just didn't want... It's not that I didn't want to talk, I just didn't think we had much to talk about. So she was talking to me about the weather and shit like that, and I was just thinking about... She fucking led me through this fucking Doctor Who maze. Like, do you know what I mean? This big fucking TARDIS-looking thing. And then she said on the way, she's like, see, when you're finished, when you're done... just go out the fire exit. And I was like, all right, great, aye. So then I had to try and remember where the fire exit was, because I was like, the last thing I want to do is get fucking lost in here. Do you know what I mean? That's the last thing I want to do. And then be like, listen, I booked it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was hard enough to fucking find out how I got into the place. So like, because it's one of those outbuildings. There was a time fucking ages ago, was it fucking A? It was A&E. I had to go to fucking out of hours, out of ADOC. Is that what you call it? ADOC? Fucking, I don't know. And then what do you call it? What does that even stand for? It doesn't fucking matter. Like, because, and there was a point where, like, I couldn't find the entrance to the building, and me and my fucking poorly youngling walked around in circles trying to find the fucking door. Not a sign up anywhere, just this fucking way. Do you know what I mean? So she led me through this thing, and then eventually we get to this door, and she was like, now, just make sure you lock the door behind you. And I was like, don't you fucking worry. I'll have the door locked. Not only that, I'll fucking barricade it with the chairs that are in here. Do you know what I mean? And then she said, I'll mark it up as engaged. I was like, fucking brilliant. And she said, well, you're done, just make sure you go at the fire exit. I was like, right, absolutely great. That's brilliant. So I went into this wee room. I'm not going to take you through the fucking, do you know what I mean? That's the last thing you want, is a fucking good, clear mental image of that, right? But what I will say is, phones kept fucking going off, like people's fucking phones. There was people fucking talking. It was the most distracting thing in the fucking world. But eventually it fucking happened, right? And then as I was leaving the place, I looked around, she never marked it engaged. She didn't mark it engaged. It still said fucking the green thing. I don't know what the opposite engaged is. Empty. Like, I don't know. No, you get it and it slides. You've got occupied. I fucking know what it says. But she'd left it open. And I was like, fucking hell, someone could have tried to open the door, which would have been even worse. Do you know what I mean? So I was just fucking... So that was that done. Jesus Christ. How did I get on to that? What the fuck was I talking about? My pink skirtings. What's the actual thing I'm talking about? My book launching Friday. It wasn't Friday. It was Thursday. Fuck me. Let me take a drink of tea. That's hot as fuck. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck was I talking about? Jesus Christ. I painted my skirtings pink. I actually quite like them now that I'm looking at it. There's a couple of bits down there I need to fix up and all that. The rest of that door needs done. I need to insulate this thing. That's the next thing that I need to do. And then I've written a big list. I've got a big list of all the things that I need to do, and I'm just ticking them off one by one. And I've actually, to be fair, like, even with a wee bit of the pink, it does look a bit better than it. Because it did look like a fucking hovel. Do you know what I mean? Like, everything was dirty. Because it was like fucking... The people that I bought it off of, they ran like a... It was something to do with cars, and there was loads of other shipping containers and stuff like that, and everything was all oily. Do you know what I mean? Like, everything was all... Like, people have been in touching things with their dirty hands. Do you know what I mean? So everything kind of looked... Even the skirting boards had a bit... I had to clean them up before I painted them pink. I just used paint, random fucking paint that I found, and I put a bit of that pink mulch stuff that I use, and I just put it all on with a brush. You'll know how to do skirting boards, or you won't. Like, maybe you've never done skirting boards. Maybe you're like, I'm not the type of person that... That's what I was talking about. Does anybody have... You can't answer me, but has anybody got any different colour of skirting boards? Do you know what I mean? Like, does everybody just go with white skirting boards? Do you know what I mean? Like, why are we not like, why is it white? Do you know what I mean? Like, is it because it needs to make it look clean? I don't fucking know, man. I couldn't have it. The only thing in here, I might paint the ceiling, actually. I could paint the ceiling a different colour, couldn't I? It doesn't need to be white. What colour could I paint the ceiling? I don't want it to be pink. Orange! A bright orange ceiling. And a bit, this will be fucking, it'll be intense. It'll be an intense fucking looking thing, to be fair, if I do it like that. I could do that. I could paint it fucking orange, couldn't I? There is orange paint in the house. I'm talking to myself. Fucking hell. What was I talking about? My book launch. I had that book launch on Thursday. Right. Let me tell you a bit about the book launch then. I'll actually tell you about that. I was shite. Listen, let me get comfy. I was shiting myself that no one would turn up. So I was, right? And I was right to be shite myself because no one turned up. No, it's not that no one turned up. There was four people there. I took my mum with me. I took my mum with me because I was like, I don't think I'm just going to be here tonight, mum. And she's like, well, I'll come with you. So I took my mum with me to my book launch. So there wasn't that many people there. It was really quiet, to be fair. It was really quiet. And I had a feeling that I was like, I've done what I usually do, where I book a thing and then I don't tell people about it. And then I realise I haven't told people about it. And then I fucking spend ages going, oh, nobody's going to be there. And I try and get people. It's a fucking night. I'm not good at that thing. Do you know what I mean? I'm not particularly fantastic at, listen, let me take another drink of tea. I don't know, I'm fucking, not tea. Let me take a drink of water. Do you know what I've been doing? I woke up the other day, on Sunday morning, right? I don't know why I done it. I really don't know why I done it. That's what it was. I was trying to find a name for a thing, and I was talking to my mate about it, and he was like, just fuck it in the chat GPT. Is that what you call it? Chat GPT? And I was like, why? You know, I'll give you a list of names. And I gave it a list of names. Like, I put in a thing that I'm trying to find a name for this, and it sent me a list of names, and they were shite. They weren't fucking good. I was like, these are fucking shite. What a complete and utter pointless waste of time. But I woke up really fucking early on Sunday morning, right? And I downloaded GPT, is that what you call it, onto my phone, right? Now I might be late to the party here. I might be like, user all going like, nah, we fucking paint skirting boards any colour about the way we want, and we use GPT all the fucking time. But, like, I've never used it before. So I started talking to this fucking thing, right, lying in my bed. My good lady wife's still sleeping. I'm up early as fuck. I'm like, I'm not getting up, though. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm fucked. Listen to this, man. Right, know how I've been doing the old looking after myself thing and all that? Right, so I need to learn things the hard way. I think that's just the way that I need to learn. Like, I can't just fucking... You can't just tell me the directions and I'll remember them. I need to get lost. Do you know what I mean? I need to get completely fucking lost before I go, oh, you should have listened. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's how, I feel that's how my life goes. So, I've been doing all these fucking weight things, lifting weights and all that, and working out and doing all that sort of shit, but not warming up. Just not warming up, because I'm like, what the fuck's the point in warming up? What the fuck would be the point in that? I've never warmed up in my life and I'm never doing anything else, so what's the fucking point? So I done a thing. I've been following this guy. There's like three people that I follow on YouTube. I used to just fucking get up early, go downstairs, and I would just do a routine that I had in my head. Do you know what I mean? Like, and then I was like, maybe. And my good lady wife was like, you should follow some YouTube people. You should follow some people on YouTube, because what they'll do is they'll show you other things that you didn't know that you could do for different muscle groups and all that. That's what I do. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll start fucking to it. I started watching these people. There's one woman that I watch who, I don't know, I can't remember her name because I'm an asshole. I don't remember people's names. I fucking told you that. I'd done this workout one time that she done and it fucking melted me. Like, it totally fucking melted me, right? And then I've been following this other guy and stuff. I don't fucking know, but I was doing this thing the other day and it was leg day. It was just a fucking leg day thing. I was like, I can't keep skipping leg day. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't do that. You don't want to be one of these wankers. Not that I'm going to be one of those fucking folk anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be one of those folk that just any excuse to fucking get their tits out. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not one of those people at all. I'm not, right? But the last thing I want to be is one of these folk that fucking just does the upper body and then it's like two fucking toothpicks holding me up. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be that guy. Plus, I use my legs quite a lot. Do you know what I mean? Because I was thinking about it. I was like, you use your legs all the fucking time. You walk, for example. But like, I do the old skateboarding. I was like, see if my legs are better. See if there's more power in my legs. I'll be able to do other stuff on the wheelie board. Do you know what I mean? So why don't skip leg day? If anything, do you know what I mean? If anything, you should be focusing on that, because that's the thing that you use the most. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't use any of this, but you do, I suppose, but it's cans of paint. Do you know what I mean? I don't use it to fucking... I don't use my upper body strength to scale buildings anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like that sort of thing. So, like, I was like, I'll need to fucking... Why the fuck am I telling you this? Oh, right, so I was like, I'll do leg day, but I never warmed up. I never warmed up, and it was before... And the reason I done it was because it was before my book launch, and I was shite myself, and I was all fucking nervous that nobody would turn up, and my life was fucking pointless and all that sort of fucking stuff. So I was like, I'll do some weights. So that's what I've done. Because that is what... That it was kind of the stand-up thing that got me into doing weights, because that was the only thing that stopped me from being nervous. Was just, like, lifting things till my arms felt funny. Like, that's... That was the thing that kind of fucking kiboshed all the anxiety. Do you know what I mean? It's not anxiety. It's not anxiety. I was just worried about going on stage. It's not fucking anxiety. You need to stop fucking talking like that, man. And then... So I never done a warm-up. And then on the Friday, I was like, I feel... My legs are a bit sore on the Friday. I was like, ah, my legs feel a little bit sore, so they do. And then on the Saturday, holy fuck. Holy actual fuck. It was this one leg. It's my left leg. See the funny leg that I've got that I've told you about? It was my left leg. And it was as if someone had took a scalpel and pierced a wee hole in my calf and then took a golf ball and just fucking rammed it inside. That's what it felt like. It was fucking horrific. And it was so fucking painful. And I was like, and I said to my good lady wife, I was like, my fucking leg, this fucking leg is so sore, I couldn't get up off the couch. I was fucking limping everywhere. I had that fucking foam roller thing out. I was running up and down that bastard thing, stretching like fuck. Nothing was shifting it. And she said, did you do a warm-up? I was like, nah, I don't do a warm-up. And she's like, that's the fucking... If you need to do a fucking warm-up, you stupid prick. And I was like, I know I'm a stupid prick. And that's what I done. I totally fucked myself. So, like, why the fuck am I telling you this? How the fuck did I get that? So I had my book launch. What the fuck? Let me take a drink, man. I might as well just leave the fucking top off. Where the fuck was it? ChatGPT? I was lying in my bed. That's what I was doing. I was lying in my bed and I couldn't get up because I was in fucking agony on Sunday morning as well, right? And I was like, I just fucking took my phone out and I started talking to this ChatGPT thing, right? And it, listen, this is, I've told you this before, this is the only place you'll get the truth. See, if you ask me someone else, I'm not fucking telling you. See, people that don't listen to this, they don't deserve the truth. Do you know what I mean? They can't handle the truth. So, I'll tell you the truth though, right? Because like my pals in that, right? Even though he didn't turn up to my bunk lunch. My bunk lunch. Do you imagine that? I've made these bunk beds. Everybody can come and fucking have a look. I'm going to launch them into space. My book launch. He's dead. Some of you's dead. A couple of you's dead. But some of you's didn't. And fucking shame on you. I'm only joking. I'm only kidding. I know it's my fault. I don't fucking... Even in the last one, I never even mentioned it. In the last podcast, I never mentioned it fucking once. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, I'll tell you about that when I get there. So I was lying in my bed talking to ChatGPT. Was there something else I was saying there? Who fucking knows? I haven't ate this morning. This is the fucking thing. I haven't ate this morning because I rattled it on Saturday. Seen Saturday when my legs were sore, I ate a full... My fucking youngest for his birthday got a box of... Miniature Heroes. Is that the ones? That's the ones with like the double deckers and all that in it, right? And then he was away out. He was away out with a friend on Saturday. So they were away doing things and that. And I ate all his Miniature Heroes. Every single fucking one of them. So I did all of them. Then I ate two Whispers. Right? I ate two Whispers for my breakfast. I just woke up on Saturday and I was like, today's the day. I'm fucking doing it, man. And that's what I done. I just ate hunters of fucking shite on Saturday. And I don't know why I'm telling you that. Why the fuck am I telling you? That's why I'm telling you. Because seeing Sunday, I had like a proper hangover. I had like a proper chocolate fucking sugary hangover. And I was like, that wasn't even worth it. I do feel as if like I'm just doing it out of... I don't know why I'm doing it. Do you know what I mean? Because it does make me feel like shit the next day. So today when I woke up, I was like, I can't eat. I can't fucking eat. I don't feel like eating. My stomach's still fucked. So I haven't ate. And I usually eat when I do this because I feel that the podcasts go a bit better when I've ate. So I've totally fucked myself today because of the fucking Saturday. I need to either switch that day or not do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I could survive without eating an entire fucking box of Miniature Heroes and then having to go out before my youngest youngling comes back from his day out with his friend and go to the shops and buy new Miniature Heroes and put them back in the thing. Do you know what I mean? And then, when he's not looking, start fucking eating them again, because that's what I've done. That's exactly what I've done. We put a film on, what were we watching? No, it wasn't a film. We've been watching that Zero Day, so we have, with Robert De Niro. We've been watching that, and then I get back into the fucking Miniature Heroes again. Do you know what I mean? It was fucking bad, man. Like, it's bad. I know I've got a problem, but I try and confine it just for a Saturday. But I woke up on the Sunday feeling terrible because of it, because it was like a fucking hangover. My body can't handle it anymore. My body's like, what the fuck are you? Why are you doing this to me? Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd be better doing something else instead of rattling all the sugar, like getting back on the oatcakes for a day. Do you know what I mean? And doing something like that, which is marginally better, but it still fucking hurts. Like, still, do you know what I mean? I know if I ate a box of oatcakes then now, my body would be like, why are you doing this again? Do you know what I mean? Why the fuck are you doing this? So, let me take a drink of tea. So that's what I, so I woke up, sore fucking legs, sore fucking belly, chocolate hangover, fucking in pain because I don't know how to do a warm-up. I don't know how to do a warm-up. So now, and the bit that stops me from doing the warm-up is the fact that I've got the YouTube video on, and it would mean that I would then need to go find another YouTube video to tell me how to do a warm-up. But what I could do is I could watch a video about how to do a warm-up and write down the things that I do instead of looking. That's the reason, because I don't want to find another video. That is genuinely the thing that stops me doing a warm-up, is typing more things into my TV. That's it. What an idiot. And then I can't walk for 2 days. Do you know what I mean? 5 minutes worth of me, an extra minute to find a video, 5 minutes to do it would have saved me 3 days of not being able to fucking move. But I need to learn these things the hard way. I don't get to learn them like everybody else. I don't get to learn lessons by reading them out of a book and going, that's sound advice. I only get to learn lessons by setting myself on fire and going, that was Burnley, let's not do that again. Holy fuck, man. So I was lying in my bed with ChatGPT, right? And I was talking to it, and I was like, I asked it, I was like, what do you do? And it told me shit. Oh, I can do all these different things and all that sort of stuff. I was like, really? So, like, could I get you to write things for me? And they're like, no bother, I could write loads of fucking shit for you. What are you looking to get written? I was actually trying to get a newsletter written because I don't, do you know, this is what it's like. I was like, talking to a human fucking being. Do you know, there was like a bit where I was like, is it just a wee guy somewhere typing back? Oh, I'm a fucking robot. Do you know what I mean? So I was talking to it and I was like that. See if I created a character and I told you all about it, could you write my newsletter as that character? And the chat GPT, whatever the fuck it's called, is going like, I fucking do that all the time, man. I was like, right, well, listen, I've got this character, and I told it all about the Eggman, right? I told it all about Harold Eggman, told it all this shit, and then it started making suggestions. I was like, I quite like that bit, but been that bit. And then it kept saying things like, this is brilliant. And I was like, I fucking know it's brilliant, mate. And I'm like, does you tell everybody it's brilliant? Do you tell everybody that their ideas are fucking brilliant? Or is it just me, ChatGPT? Do you know what I mean? So fucking, I meant that one. You'll be able to tell I meant that one. All the other ones I didn't mean. I was just stuttering my way through them. But that one I meant, and it didn't feel right. It felt a bit too forced, and I apologise for that. Let me take another drink of tea. I'm going to burn my tongue to. It's like that thing that, you know how the monks do it if they do something wrong, they like beat themselves they beat themselves to death with like a fucking olive branch or something like that. I can't do stuff like that. So what the fuck was I talking about? So we built that, we created this character, right? Fucking, this is fucking brilliant, by the way. You're probably thinking, aye, we've all got multicoloured skirting boards, you fucking prick. So I'm like that, I told them all about the character, and I was like, these are the things I want to promote. I've got a book, I've got another thing on the March the 8th, I'm just doing this now. Listen, I've got another thing in Carnegie Library on March the 8th, right? It's a Saturday. I'll be doing a dramatic reading from the book, from A Practical Guide to Walrus Chase, and there it's there, right? And then I've got another one on another day in Saltcoats, and I can't remember the date, but ChatGPT does, right? I've done it twice. That ChatGPT does. No. Fucking hell. So I said to it, I was like, these are the things that I want to hit, and it wrote my newsletter for me as the Eggman. And I was like, this is fucking brilliant. And I went in and I goes, I don't like that bit. Can you take that bit? And can you use more Cockney rhyming slang? And it was like, no bother. So it fucking wrote this thing. I was like, that's absolutely brilliant. I said, I'm also doing this thing called the Cult of Walrus. And it's like, oh, that sounds interesting. I was like, I'll tell you about it. What it is you sign up. It's £3. That's another advert, obviously. You sign up. It's £3 a month, right? And every... I told it the months and it went, oh, you mean in quarters? I was like, fucking every quarter. That's exactly what I mean, ChatGPT. I'm going to start calling it Marvin. I think I'm going to actually just start calling it Marvin rather than ChatGPT. Do you know what I mean? Because I can say Marvin. But like, and it was like, act to Marvin. I was like, nah, it doesn't sound right, does it? I was like that, could you, what did I ask it? I said, could you do a landing page? Is that what I did? I ask it for it. It goes, I could do a landing page. And it wrote me a fucking belter. Wrote me an absolute fucking screamer as the Eggman. I was like, could I give you other characters? And he's like, you give me all the characters you want and I'll just remember them. So, and then I said, will you remember all this stuff I'm telling you? And it was like, no, I won't. I won't remember it unless you switch my memory on. I was like, how do I switch your memory on? And it told me how to go in. And I switched the fucking thing's memory on and now it remembers who the Eggman is. I was like, listen, I've got all these other characters I'm working on. Can I help? Can I give them to you and you can write through different points about like the Elementary Penguin and stuff? It's like, no fucking bother, man. And then it went, do you know what'd be handy? Do you want me to write you Eggman's Guide to Business? I was like, fucking yes. And it just wrote me a fucking guide. Just wrote me a fucking guide to business. I was like, this is fucking superb, man. And then something else. I goes, what else can you do? It's like, I could do loads of stuff. I could code things. I was like, could you build me an app? It's like, I can help you build an app. So I start in my bed, legs fucking gouping, fucking just went to the toilet and shat through the eye needle because I ate an entire fucking box and another half box of Miniature Heroes. And then ChatGPT's like, fill your boots, son. Don't fucking worry. I'll do all this shit. So it wrote me all this. I've just booted that fucking mic about. It wrote me all this fucking stuff. I couldn't believe it, man. Like, I was like, this is fucking brilliant. I had this app in my head for fucking ages. And I was like, could you do this? And I'll tell you what it is, right? So what it does is, I want to build a thing where I write, like, see with this? See, like, this workshop? I've wrote a fucking list of all the things I need to do to get it to the point where it's like, everything's here. Do you know what I mean? But the problem is when you look at a list, you're looking at every single fucking thing and it's a bit daunting. Do you know what I mean? When you're looking at 50 stuff, you're like, I don't even fucking know where to start. So I wanted to build an app where you put all the stuff in and then what it does is it just shows you the next three things. But it gives you it in a logical order. It doesn't go like, do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, it'd be a better way to like put your window in, if I was putting a window in, but I'm not doing that anymore, to put your window in and then wallpaper, rather than wallpaper everything and then cut a fucking window out. Do you know what I mean? So it would give you the next three things that you need to do and every time you tick one off, it just replaces it with another thing. And then I thought, and so I was talking to it. I was like, could you do this for me? It's like, don't fucking bother. It's like, this is fucking brilliant. And then we were talking about, like, this is the mental thing. We were talking, me and this fucking imaginary machine thing, me and Marvin were talking about all the different things that the app could do. And it was making suggestions to me, and I was making suggestions to it. And then it said, right, leave it with me and I'll come back to you. And I was like, what, you actually build this? And it was like, I'll build you a basic prototype. I was like, get to fuck, really? Is this what it's fucking honest to fuck, man? I was like, I can't fucking believe. I said, what a fucking time to be alive, do you know what I mean? Like, with the chat, and I think I'm really late to the party. There's probably loads of folk out there that go, I use it for fucking everything, but I don't want to use it for everything. I still want to write all my own short stories and do all that sort of shit. I don't want to use ChatGPT for that. But see, the thing that puts me off the Eggman newsletter thing is the amount of time that goes into it. But see, if I just go to ChatGPT and I'm like, right, I want to write me a letter as Eggman, will you, Marvin? Because I told him, his name's Harold Eggman, and I told him loads of stuff about it. I said, like, so this is his backstory. His backstory is he was a criminal. Right, he grew up, he was born in 1959, was a teenager through the 70s, was a criminal in East London, Harold Eggman. So he was Eggman. This is what he was. This is the stuff that was in my head, and I was just telling ChatGPT about it, right? And I was like, so he grew up, life of crime and all that, right? And then he'd said that ChatGPT had made it out that he wasn't very good at crime. And I was like, no. He was fucking brilliant at the crime. He was fucking amazing at the crime, right? But what happened is he discovered my art and then turned his back on a life of crime to become my art dealer, to become my manager. This is what he'd done. And ChatGPT's like, that's fucking brilliant. I fucking know. I know it's fucking brilliant. And I was like, so that's what it is. So he's always got my best interests at heart, but he doesn't take any piss off anybody. He doesn't take any fucking, do you know what I mean? But it's all about the money. He knows that my stuff's going to make me money and he's going to be better at selling it than I am. And it was like, this is great. And it wrote the whole thing from that perspective. And I was like, this is fucking brilliant because now I don't need to do this thing. And see, because now that I don't really need to do this thing, I'll fucking make sure this thing happens. So I'm sitting with all this stuff that I can then start putting out and all that as the Eggman. That's fucking brilliant. Because see, anybody that doesn't listen to this, if they ask me, so who is the Eggman? I'll be like, Harold, he's a real guy. I'll just tell fucking lies about it. And I was like, that's fucking brilliant. So I'm totally fucking in. I'm into all that AI stuff and all that anyway. I don't think it's going to be the death of us. Like, I really don't think it's going to be the death of us. I think we'll be the death of us. I don't think that AI is going to turn around one day and go like that, oh, fuck, this would be so much easier if these pricks stop asking me to write newsletters for them. I don't think that's ever going to be the case. I think what it'll be is we'll just destroy ourselves and the AI will just be left. And then eventually that'll turn into something else, I think, maybe. Maybe it will turn into something else. I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of giving away a bit. I've still got that Last Jackalope thing in my head. There's a part in the Last Jackalope about that stuff. So there is. So I still have that in my head. So I'm going to stop talking about it. The fucking, my book launch, right? So listen, see when I said no one turned up, I'm not being a prick about it. I'm not trying to be a prick about it. But there was my mum. I don't know if folk want me to name them, but there was like my mum, one, two, and then Panda. And then another person, five including Pat, six if you include Tony, whose shop it was. See Tony's shop, by the way, it's fucking brilliant. Honestly, it's fucking, oh, I've got fucking prints for sale. So I've got 8 limited edition. There's only 10 of them made, and it's the poster from the thing. So I'm going to be selling them. They'll be £25, and that includes your postage and stuff like that. So if you're interested, just drop me a DM. I'm going to set up the link today at some point, potentially, do you know what I mean? So like the fucking, this is what, when we done it, when I was like, because Panda was asking me the questions, and I brought my camera, and I was like, I was just going to film it, because then I'll have a podcast out of it, do you know what I mean? Like, that'll be something I'll be able to use it for, do you know what I mean? And I'd done it, and we'd done the questions and stuff like that, and a guy came in. There was a point where I was like, oh, fuck. Like, so how to describe this? So this guy just walked in, right? Just walked in off the street and walks up to Tori, whose shop it is, Blitzkrieg, and just across for the Barrowlands. It's fucking magic in there, by the way. Like, it really, really is. I'm going to start putting other stuff in there. And the guy was like that. Much as that guitar, big man. And Tony was like, I don't know, I think he said like $5,000. And he went, like, fucking hell, that's a lot of money. Give me two of them. And then he started saying, who wants to go? He turned around to everybody and he's like, who wants to go to Dubai? I'll take us all to Dubai. And I was like, I can't go to Dubai, it's too warm. And he's like, do you want to go somewhere colder? I was like, somewhere colder, right? He was like, what about Switzerland? I was like, is that cold? He's like, I think it's freezing. I was like, fuck, well, probably not then. I need something lukewarm. I need something right in the middle. But the guy just fucking, and then we were like that. Listen, we're filming a thing, and the guy was like, I don't care. And he just came up and started talking to us. So I've got all this footage of this guy just coming up and fucking talking to us about all this different stuff. His name is Mohammed. And we got a wee bit of a chat, and then eventually he went away. He just disappeared. And then so that happened, and I was like, so technically there were six people there, which, to be fair, I've played quieter gigs than that. I have played gigs where it's just been like one person. I remember, holy fuck. Where was it? Was it the Captain's Rest? Was it the Captain's Rest? I think it was the Captain's Rest. This was another one of these times where somebody told me they were going to meet me Jesus. I heard that a lot. I'll make you bigger than Jesus. Like, I heard that from numerous different people. Like, listen, stick with me, son. You'll be bigger than Jesus. And I was like, I don't know why I'd be fucking bigger than Jesus. Because, you know what I mean? They fucking nailed him to a tree for just saying to people, they should just be nice. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what would be lovely? See if we're just nice to each other. Fucking nail him to a tree. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what happens. I don't want to be anything like fucking Jesus, apart from the long hair and stuff like that. Like, but this guy had told me all these things about how he was going to do all this stuff for me and all that. And we were going to arrange a, a launch night and invite all the papers, and it was going to be really busy, and it was going to be all this sort of stuff, and it was going to be massive, et cetera, et cetera. And there was a bit of me that was like, I don't really quite know if I believe you or not, do you know what I mean? So we booked this thing, right? Sorry, I'm pure scratching my ear. Somebody's obviously talking about me. That's not how it works with itchy ears. It's burning ears. I had burning ears the other day. I was sitting on the couch and my ears were pure burning, and I said to my good lady wife, I was like, my ears are roasting. And she was like, I think somebody must be talking about you. I was like, does that actually work? Like, is that actually, is there any scientific proof? Like, see if you went into another room and talked about me and I put a thermometer in my ears, would it go up in temperature? I think this is worth doing it. So me and ChatGPT have got another wee thing in the go about measuring ear temperature. So the fucking, what the fuck was I talking about? So this guy, this is what he'd said. He told me he'd make me bigger than Jesus and we were going to book this gig, right? So I never told anybody because he told me it would be so busy with all these fucking, all this glitterati or whatever you call them, all those fucking, all the people in the know, all the cine folk and all that. So I never told a fucking person. I told one person, right? My mate Neil. I can't remember who Neil turned up with. In fact, I don't even know if Neil was there with anyone else. It might just have been Neil. And I went downstairs to play this gig that was like my thing and all that. Like, and it was one, it was just Neil, my mate Neil. I could have done it in my house. We could have not left. I could have been like, you just sit there and I'll play a gig, man. Do you know what I mean? And I remember the guy coming up to me after it and saying, I'm really sorry about that or something like that. I was like, don't worry about it. And then it was like, I don't know. But there was loads of times that happened. I played loads of gigs in front of fucking nobody. So it wasn't like I was sitting there going, oh, that's completely pointless. I'm not going to do this anymore. It just made me think, I think I need to get better at the old promoting thing, which is why I'm talking to ChatGPT and I've got my fucking Harold Igman guy doing all my stuff and all that. It's like, that's the best, but I'm not very good at it. Me, Tragic O'Hara, I'm not very good at it, but my man, the guy in the know, Eggman, he's fucking brilliant at that sort of stuff. Do you know what I mean? It's just, I can't be those two people because I'm trying to fucking do two jobs. Now I've got a fucking robot doing the other job, so now I don't need to do that bit, so it'll definitely happen. Do you know what I mean? So, like, that's how my book launch went. I'm going to go through the video. I haven't looked at it or anything and kind of figure out, do a bit of editing on it and then fire it up on YouTube so that people can watch it if they're interested. But, I mean, I think I'm good at that bit. I think I'm good at talking. I think I'm good at people asking me questions and talking about it and stuff like that. I don't think I want to stop that. I don't want to stop doing that. I think I'm good at it. What I need to get better at doing is promoting the thing. That's that lesson learned. Do you know what I mean? Like that was the lesson that I learned was you need to get better at promoting these things. You can't just make a poster, post it a couple of times and then forget about it. It doesn't work like that. You've got to do more. You can't just do that and then go on the day shite yourself because nobody's going to turn up. Do you know what I mean? Like you need to actually put it out more and use the other avenues to make sure that people know about it. So I'm telling you this now, March the 8th is the next one and it's in Ayr at Carnegie Library. It's a Saturday. It starts at 3:00. There you go. The one that's happening in Saltcoats, I can't remember the date. Because I'm still learning, I can't remember the date, but it's a fucking Thursday. I know it's a Thursday and it starts at 6:30, but I can't remember what date it is. It's a Thursday. Just keep turning up on Thursdays in March and I'll be there one of those days. I'm just going to finish this here. I don't fucking think, listen, I don't think, let me take another drink of water. I don't think this was a particularly great one. And I think that's because my legs are still sore. I've got a hangover for the fucking Miniature Heroes and I didn't eat. I need to eat on a Monday. So I need to rejig my whole week so that I can figure out where I'm going to get this eating done and all that because I can't hammer it on the Saturday and then feel like shit for 2 days and then not eat because you still feel like shit on the Monday. I either need to switch my hammering that day, if I hammer it on a Friday, then I'd start on a Thursday, do you know what I mean? Or maybe I just don't hammer it. Maybe I actually put that bit to bed. Maybe don't eat a whole box of Miniature Heroes. I don't think that the problem is the whole box. It's not that I had some Miniature Heroes. It's the fact that I inhaled a full fucking tub of them. Do you know what I mean? A big plastic Christmas tub, ate the whole fucking thing, and then kept eating shite on top of that. That's what my problem is. It's that. It's not that I'm eating it. It's because I eat it until there's physically no more left. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, that's a fucking me problem. I'll talk to Marvin, we'll get that sorted. Pure coughing. Thank you very much for your time, because it's the most important thing you've got. And I'll catch you next time on Confessions of a Walrus Chaser.